diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fierce, fantastic, fabulous, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Here on Girly So Groovy, we celebrate and amplify women's voices. Voices often marginalized by mainstream media, and the fact that you join me week after week for this 2-hour mixtape just thrills me. It delights me. It tickles me pink. Let's talk about what's going to be going on in this episode of Girly So Groovy. Well, September is coming to a close, and we still need to do our monthly groundbreaking, trailblazing series that we've been doing all year long. Coming up in the second hour, we are going to be celebrating one of rock and roll's wild childs, a woman who has built her career on thriving. I am talking about Ms. Tina Turner. So that's in the second hour. Coming up, though, in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Fleetwood Mac, Falcon Jane, Jen Grant. I've got a request for Goldfrapp on the way, Grimes, Susie and the Banshees, music coming up from Everything But the Girl, and more. We're going to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, with a woman I just got an opportunity to see live not too long ago. Last weekend, my husband and I had a chance to go to the 20th anniversary tour of the Postal Service. With the Postal Service, they're touring the 20th anniversary of their album Give Up, and Jenny Lewis is a prominent voice on that album, and Jenny Lewis went on tour with the Postal Service. It's the first time I've ever got to see Jenny Lewis live. I've never seen Rilo Kiley. I've never seen a solo show from her. And while watching her, just thinking how incredible her voice live was on stage, it made me also realize I haven't featured anything yet from her newest album, Joy All. It's her 5th solo album. For this particular album, the Los Angeles singer-songwriter and Rilo Kiley former frontwoman found herself packing up and moving to Nashville to record her post-pandemic album. And what a great title for anything post-pandemic. Joy All from Jenny Lewis. So let's start off there, and then we'll just launch into the program. Jenny Lewis here on Girly So Groovy.
From my hometown, I am
Does it make me sound too old if I say that I just absolutely loved how breezy that opening set was here on Girly So Groovy? In some ways, I feel like the last wisps of summer breeze have made their way sonically into the show with those three songs. Going back to 1975, it is music from the always delightful band Fleetwood Mac. Over My Head is the name of the song. That's from Fleetwood Mac's self-titled album. In the middle, it is new music from Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant. The new album is called Champagne Problems. Do you have those problems? I would love those problems. The new album, Champagne Problems, from Jen Grant. We heard the song, Easy Come, Easy Go. And starting the entire 2 hours off, brand new music from Jenny Lewis. Her fifth solo album was released back in June. The new album is called Joy All. We heard the opening track, Psychos, from Jenny Lewis. Let's keep things going right now. It is music from Nelson, British Columbia, indie folk rock act, Maravon. The new album is called None of This Is Mine. Here we go. Maravon. I hope I say that right. Maravon here on Girly So Groovy.
I think I'm a little too good at being alone. I've gotten a little too good at being on my own. You see, I'm just a little too good at being alone. So where's my altar? Where's my ash? Where's my soul?
I think I'm a little too good at being alone. Where's my soul?
I'm a little too good.
Music right there from London, Ontario, indie rock singer-songwriter Jessica Woneal. The new album is called I Wanted Love, So I Gave Love. It was released back in the early spring, back in March. We heard the song again from Jessica Woneal. In the middle, it's music from indie folk singer-songwriter Falcon Jane, hailing from Orangeville, Ontario. From her album, Faith, we heard the song Heaven. And then starting the set off, it's music from Nelson, British Columbia, indie folk rock music collective, better known as a band. Don't know where I'm going with that. It is Marivon from British Columbia. Marivon, M-A-R-I-V-O-N. All three of those acts, Marivon, Jessica Woneal, and Falcon Jane, you can find their full albums on Bandcamp, but for Marivon, we heard the song We Are Hexagons and Ancient Honey. What a great title. And it's from the latest album, None of This Is Mine. I just want to remind you that coming up in the second half hour of Girly So Groovy, we are doing our monthly celebration of trailblazers and groundbreakers for September, we are finally getting to a musician that I wanted to add in the list right from the very start when we started this year off and sadly lost this artist. I am talking about groundbreaking, trailblazing Tina Turner. That will be in the second hour. In addition to checking out music from Tina Turner and the ways that she shaped and shifted pop music forever, we'll also be honoring those musicians and bands who owe Tina Turner for their careers, the influence and inspiration that Tina Turner had. So again, we'll be doing that in the second hour. But I also just want to remind you, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or just want to listen again, you can find the last 10 episodes of Girly So Groovy online. Find us on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Like I say, when you're there, it's 20 hours, 10 episodes of Girly So Groovy waiting for you to dive in. What's great about it is you can listen at your leisure, press play or press pause, come and go as you like all week long. Also, too, if you've been into or enjoying this monthly series, it's a new thing we're doing this year on Girly So Groovy, where once a month we carve out an hour to celebrate groundbreakers. Know that you can still find the episodes from the summer. So PJ Harvey was the groundbreaker we celebrated in July. And then you can also still catch August selection, which is the bittersweet episode of celebrating and saying goodbye to groundbreaker Sinead O'Connor. Both of those on our Mixcloud page. Also, if you want to download the Mixcloud app for free to make listening easier, you can always do that as well. And if you're one of the nearly 1,900 followers and listeners on Mixcloud, all I can say is hi and thanks for tuning in digitally. Hey, I get it. In this world, there is so much you can choose from online to listen to. The fact that you found us just makes me one happy host. Okay, coming up in the next 30 minutes, I've got music on the way from Grimes, as well as music from Everything But the Girl, plus a request for Goldfrapp on its way. But coming up, I am just so excited to share this new album with you. Cindy Wilson is one of the founding members of the iconic, eclectic band, the B-52s. Moreover, she is one of the most unsung, underrated heroes in pop music for her contribution to carving out such an original sound and style in rock and roll over the last four decades. She has a brand new album out. It's her second solo album. The new album is called Realms. That's on its way. But first, another incredible rock legend having a renaissance, Susie and the Banshees, up next here on Girly So Groovy.